This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. My guest this week for Around Montgomery County is Don Lutz from the Montgomery County Recycling Program. Don, welcome back, my friend. How are you today?
I'm fine, Tobin. Thanks for having me.
And we are here to talk about the recycling program, but also promote the fact that the recycling program is having an electronics recycling drive again. Tell us a little bit about the drive and all the details.
Absolutely. Well, this will be our fifth drive that we've had. We started back in 2009 with our first drive. Since then, we have brought in over 336,000 pounds of material, which if you could line up 18 semi-loads together, that's what you would see, top to bottom full, which is pretty fantastic. So we're looking to – I get calls probably – 3-4 times a day. When's our next drive? When are we going to have a drive? Where can I drop off my electronics? Well, we are going to have our drive October 18th, which is on a Thursday, and Friday, October 19th. And on Thursday, October 18th, it'll be from noon to 5. And on October 19th, Friday, that will be from 8 to 3. This will be at the Hillsboro facility.
And, of course, this is good for pretty much all electronics.
Yes. Again, you know, if you've been to our drives and that, any type of electronical equipment, you know, from your PCs, monitors, your speakers, your mice, your keyboards, telephone systems, cell phones, televisions of any types. Now, there are quite a few places on your drop-off locations like Best Buy and that will not take your console TVs or your older type TVs. We'll take them all different types, sizes, you know, even your larger ones and full screen size and that. So anything that has a cords, electronic type of component, you can bring it on out. The only thing we ask, don't bring any white goods out. No Freon-based type of things. No washer dryers. The only thing we'll take on that level is a microwave oven. You know, you can bring that on out and stuff. So.
And of course, this has been a huge success for the recycling program because this is the first time in the years that this has been going on that you're holding this twice in 1 year. So the need is there.
Yes, yes. We, like I said, I mean, I get calls every single day. And so we're able to, at this point, have it twice a year. Unfortunately, you know, it, like I said, I get those many calls that, you know, each day. If we were set up to be able to take it, we would have to have another facility just to be able to house and hold all of that stuff. Because I get asked, well, why can't we drop it off? We don't have the capacity to hold all of that material. So the drives that we do have twice a year and we partner with Com2 Recycling, then we're able to collect it. They take it, we're done, and we can move on and look to the next drive.
And, of course, this keeps it under control where Montgomery County residents or even individuals from Macoupin County or even Christian County, because you know you're probably going to get a mixture of people from all around here. It's kind of controlled, saying, hey, this is the time for electronics. Do not drive up to the Hillsboro place and drop off your printer because you want to get rid of it. That's not the idea of this. This is a controlled atmosphere where this is it. That's it.
Yes, and we have a pretty good setup since we've done this a few times. You come out, you drive around. We usually have, you know, 10, 15 people on hand to help offload. We've even had truck loads and trailer loads. And, you know, and it takes at the most maybe 20 minutes. So, I mean, it's a pretty good flow. People come in, drop it off, and they're off again. So
now, I know printers are included in the list, obviously, with printers, you've got toners. Make sure the toners are out of the printers.
Right, right. You know, and they'll take certain, you know, some of that stuff goes and that we just ask, please take your batteries out, take your cartridges out. We just want the electronical equipment that they're going to be able to break down. If you, you know, forget about it, you know, and call and let us know, you know, we'll try and get that out there for you.
So. And even with the old cell phones, make sure the SIM card's out and all the information is probably deleted. That would probably be the smart way to do.
Correct.
If you can tap into it, delete all the information on that phone so that way there's no information that could leak out.
Right, right. But we have a data plan. Whenever they come up and you ask how's it going to be deleted or how's the hard drive's going to be destroyed, we'll give you that information. They do that there at Com2. As far as security on our side of it, one of the things that I simply state for anybody that's helping us out is everything that comes stays. I don't care if it's in a brand new box. I don't care if it's a brand new phone. I don't care if somebody says, oh, it works, it doesn't matter. It goes in a box and it gets shipped off. Nothing comes leaves that facility unless it's on a semi-truck.
Okay. Now let's talk a little bit. The recycling program made some headway not too long ago with the reopening again of the Litchfield recycling facility. This has been kind of not a headache, but a long time coming, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been a headache would be a good good scenario for that. There's a lot of little problems that come up whenever you're down a drop shed like that, especially a major one like Litchfield. You know, it's one of our biggest facilities, and that, of course, you know, we've done this a couple of times, so you know, we kind of knew what we were doing, but when the first time the facility burnt down, we had like 25 Gaylords in there. Mm-hmm. And in case anybody doesn't know what a Gaylord box is, it's about a 3.5 by 4 foot tall box that we collect our material in. Then once we built that facility up again, we doubled that. More people knew about it, thought it was a nicer, you know, easier access. Of course, then it burnt down again. So we're looking at more recycling with this drop shed coming up. It's actually a little bit set up, a little bit better. People have flowed right into it. They've been fantastic. Litchfield has been absolutely fantastic, you know, dropping the things off. Yes, we've had problems with the dumpsters outside that people were dropping everything off. It kind of got mixed up and commingled and trash blowing everywhere. And yeah, it was a problem, and we were over there 3 times a week to pick things up, and we're just hoping to get back now to some type of normal type of function for everybody in that area, for Litchfield and for ourselves.
Now, with the new Litchfield drop shed, there is some different rules on this, right? There's set hours that the police department opens it up at I think, what, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the morning?
5:30
in the morning. And then they close it up at
9:30 at night.
So you have a time to get in there, but once it's closed, you have to wait till the next day. And there is now security cameras out there. So
correct.
Anything that goes on there, there's video evidence or video surveillance of what's going on at that facility.
Correct. You know, of course, like I said, third time's a charm rebuilding this, and let's hope this we don't have to do this again. But it just made sense to be able to open it in the morning and close it in the afternoon. The city police department has been, you know, fantastic in offering that service. So there is that option to do that. There is the cardboard dumpster still outside. You can drop them off anytime. You know, those are still accessible. We ask you don't drop any of your material off outside. Just, you know, it's open from 5:30, 9:30, Monday through Sunday. So mm-hmm. you're fine. But yes, there are cameras there now, and there is warning signs up to let you know that you are being filmed. We do have the capability of going back and looking at that if anything comes up. And so, you know, just be wary. And if anybody has any questions, please just give us a call. We'll try and help you out in any way, shape, or form that we can.
And, of course, as we come to a close, Dawn, it's always a pleasure talking with you again. And the electronic recycling drive, as we come to a close, give us the dates again. And then anyone seeking more information about it, give them a number that they can call.
Absolutely. Our drive is going to be October 18th. It's on a Thursday from 12 to 5. And then again on October 19th, that's Friday, from 8 to 3. And if you have any questions about what you need to drop off, when you have to come, or where you were located at, our number there is 217-532-2088. And like I said, anytime, just give us a call and we'll be able to help you.
Dawn, it's always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much for coming in, and I look forward to our chats in the future.
Thanks, Tobin.
And this concludes this weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County, where my guest was Dawn Lutz from the Montgomery County Recycling Program. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Tobin Ott.